I got a couple things, but I was like, something will happen early, and we'll just probably just go off that.
I mean, he's going to walk in here with his trillion-watt smile, and that's going to be that. I think he might be the nicest human being alive.
I do want to ask him, I was like, you started doing voiceovers for the Celtics. The team fell apart. What do you think about thoughts on this connection to this?
I was planning on asking a much nicer version of that question, but sure, if you that's how you want to do it.
No, that's the thing. Kid's too nice.
On Instagram yesterday, he just took a picture with his driver he's had in New York and posted that, just both of them smiling. It's like, this guy.
Me and Fred.
This guy hasn't had a bad day in a long time.
He should bring the driver in and be on the show.
He might. I won't rule it out.
I was watching The Curb the other day where Larry brought his driver in and he got drunk and groped Ted Danson's wife. So maybe he shouldn't come in.
I knew it was a mistake bringing my wife today.
Yeah, it was a bad idea.
I had to throw out my grinder recently.
Old age?
No, it was working fine. I just had to go into City Hall for something, and I always forget they have like metal detectors and police there.
Yeah, they do.
So right when I walked in, I just like looked at them, realized I did a quick mental scan of what could possibly be in my backpack. I was like, ah, fuck, and I just like threw it out in front of them. They were like, good boy,
smart.
Yeah. They were like, Tony forgot to throw his out. You don't want to be like Tony.
Nah, he gets out in 2028, but he'll be all right.
That's the other part, too. It is, like, decriminalized in New York, but I don't think they decriminalized it on, like, any law of any sort. I think they just kind of announced it, like, yeah, we're too busy to deal with this. Just don't be dumb, everyone. We've all been like, all right.
Yeah, don't you don't walk into our building. Then we're good.
Yeah, don't make it easy for us. If you're just living your life, we understand.
Man, $100 million. And that's why, because he's going to be the highest paid for like 2 minutes. I don't get it.
Yeah, because Julio's about to get paid, right?
Julio's about to get paid. AJ Green's about to get paid. Amari Cooper's about to get paid. All three of these guys. So, honestly, Thomas might have it right. I'd want to be first because soon, like in a week, he'll be the fourth highest paid receiver. So he can negotiate again. Yeah, he can negotiate again sooner. Like, everybody wants to be last. Like, whoever is last here will get, like, $23 million a year or whatever. And then next year, they'll be, like, ninth. And it's like, well, you just held out. You can't. Thomas is like, nah, man. That was six receiver contracts ago.
I feel like quarterbacks do that a lot, too.
What, hold out?
No, try and get paid first so they can get paid first again, like, the next go-round.
Well, even then, they'll get paid regardless.
Top five Stafford about to cash in again.
Those sabermetric numbers, he might be top three Stafford. Did you see that tweet?
Yes, I did.
Not looking good.
For Rodgers, yeah, no, it isn't.
And people are like, well, you have to remember he was hurt 60% of this. I was like, yeah, that's kind of part of it.
Big part of it. Playing the games matters. People don't like to talk about it.
And then I looked, even one, I think it was only, not last year, but the year before, he missed 16. The rest, he played 16. I was like, that's even worse.
Yeah.
If he was hurt, this makes sense.
Yeah, this was just 1 year.
He played seven games 1 year. The rest, he played 16. I was like, and the numbers are still that close? Yikes.
Right. And Rodgers actually bad.
I can't wait till he has 5,500 yards and 58 touchdowns this year.
Bounce in the second round. Yikes.
As I was saying, I'll still laugh. That's the beauty of this. I can't lose.
You can't. You know, this having no teams is really the best spot to be.
It's true. I was like, I might get back in on fantasy football now that I really just don't care about teams. I'd be like the one person who does fantasy like the way I'm supposed to. It's like, wow, I don't care if the Steelers are playing the Broncos or not, man. I just need Benny Snell to rush for 150 yards.
No, I play fantasy sports as emotionally as possible.
I feel like you have to pick a side, so I respect it.
Yeah, no, like, I've never had Peyton Manning. I'll always take, like, a Patriot. I know, like, nationally isn't getting a lot of hype, but locally it's like, yeah, this guy might be a thing, and then usually isn't, but I'm always on that guy. I always have the Pats defense. always. I don't care what they do because they always get turnovers, even if they're giving up 30 points a game.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, as emotionally as possible is how I like to do it. Like, if you're a bad human being, won't draft you.
Man, are you...
It's tough.
How quick are you hitting the blocks? I mean,
it's got.
I wouldn't draft anybody else from the AFC North. I was like, I don't need any Steelers on my team.
Juju's good.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is back in the day when I was playing.
They didn't have anybody.
It worked out both ways. I was like, well, I'm not drafting Willie Parker anyway, so.
You didn't want Fast Willie on the squad?
No, because he was 1,100 yards and one touchdown. That's true. Because fucking Jerome Bettis was 400 yards, 17 touchdowns.
He was Julio.
Yeah, Bettis was Dez Bryant.
Does he still have the Super Bowl rushing record, or has that been passed?
Parker?
Yeah.
I'd imagine he does just because he had like a 95-yard run, didn't he?
I know he finished with like, I want to say like a 160 on like the game. Or maybe more. I know he got the record after that game. I just don't know if it's been passed. Knowing how run-heavy the league is now, I'm sure it has, but...
Yeah, now you have that forever. I think it was... Yeah, because he had like a 95-yarder or something.
That sounds right.
Actually, no. Most rushing yards in the Super Bowl is Timmy Smith, Washington versus Denver.
Oh, so he didn't even have it. He just must have the longest
run.
He had
the longest run from scrimmage, which was 75 yards.
Okay. But
Timmy Smith, no. Gave him 204 yards. Yikes.
Pretty good.
I wouldn't pay him, but it was pretty good.
Oh, man. We were playing New Madden yesterday.
Thoughts?
Feels better than last year's. Like, you can actually run the ball.
Ideal.
You can actually run the ball. I don't know. I didn't have, like, any massive complaints other than the ones we talked about before where it was, like, hard to audible shit. Like, it's just not as fluid as it used to be in that regard. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's some, like, 12-year-old who's like, you just press this button and then these two buttons and then up. And it's like, yeah, I don't want to do all that. I just don't.
Yeah, no, I can barely even get people in motion now. It used to just be left and right. Now you have to, like, highlight them. And I was like, this is a lot.
You used to be able to, like, bring the defense up smoother. You used to be able to shift the defensive line easier. Now it's just, it's a headache.
I play like the demo. It's just so much, like, everything you do, something flashes over your player's head.
Right.
It's like, good, power, left, you lost, weak, you stink, you're good, a sack. Accurate.
What I would like Madden to most change is to anticipate how dumb I am with hit stick and realize I didn't want to hit it yet. Like, just know I'm going to do it, like, two steps too early.
Well, even that's one of the X factors, man. You got to play the new games. Like, you get the Troy Polamalu, the willy-nilly hit stick. Sometimes it works.
Man, like, I'll have a running back dead to rights and be like, hit stick. And it's like, if I just waited literally one Mississippi, this would have worked. Instead, now he's scored 75-yard touchdown.
No, as soon as it showed, like, hit stick and I hit it, before we even made contact, it just said whiff. And I was like, oh, boy.
Tough for Trilly.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I think we're going to be doing a live stream for the trade deadline, like baseball, and just playing Madden simultaneously. So I'll either think the game is acceptable or completely hate it in like 3 hours.
I was going to say, yeah, deadline's tomorrow afternoon or is this afternoon?
Today.
Yeah.
Huge day.
Hmm.
See if the Red Sox can get a single guy who can come into a game and not just completely shit on himself.
I doubt it.
Same.
I should get Amir Garrett.
That guy. What an icon.
That's what I trade for.
Hey, Puig fighting despite being traded like 20 minutes prior is why I'll never understand why everyone's not a Yasiel Puig fan.
Yeah, did he knew, right? Like, was he? Because so. I saw him in uniform, so I was like, did it just happen mid-game where he really didn't know? Or
I think he did know. I don't know. I haven't read anything since I woke up this morning, but last night it was getting reported both ways that he didn't and did know. But I don't believe he was on the field, like, playing. He was playing in the game. When he got traded, he was on first. but this was between innings and the Reds were about to play defense. So I think he was like doing hugs in the dugout and then saw like, oh, one of my pals. One of my pals is ready to throw or is throwing down. Charging the dugout is an all-time move.
Yeah, I was like, that's – I think, like, the thing – like, once Garrett, he charged the dugout, and you hear it in the announcer's voice. It's like, you charge him. You don't expect him to swing, though. Right. And once he swung, he was like, oh, what the
– Cameraman started shaking. It was just – it was a great moment.
I was like, that's probably, like, the longest, like, 10 seconds of his life. Like, he connected the first one, but it was, like, 55 Padres or whatever.
They were, like, digging around in his mouth looking for, like, gold fillings.
Yeah, no, that's why I was like – I don't hate the run in, but if you're leading off strong, you got to know like somebody's like right on my hip.
Oh, that
right
was the behind. Last thing on his mind.
But also, didn't know Garrett was like 6'8". So.
Oh yeah, no, he was very much with the shits.
I do like Puig going out with a bat. It's like, yeah, no, this is what these guys will remember me for.
Oh yeah, people in Cincinnati will. Yeah, however they felt.
I mean, like in the locker room, outside, however they feel. Like, yeah, I remember when he got traded and still fought. Yeah, we love that guy.
Like, he was only in Cincinnati for a few months, and he got into two epic fights, both with the Pirates.
I liked it. In the division rivalry.
Yeah.
And I was so like, where is Cleveland now?
Yeah. I don't understand any of the trades that have happened so far. Except, like, Tampa got a hitter. That I understand. All the rest of them don't understand.
Is Cleveland good?
No. Well, that's the thing. Like, now with the new... What's up? Now with the new rules, like everyone, hey!
For the year 2G, the rap game changed for one name. Jules aim is slain, anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Before we get to this simply lovely interview with everyone's favorite cousin, Cousin Stiz, I just wanted to let you guys know that our pals over at Stitch Fix are here to get you looking correct for once. You raggedy bums. No, I'm just kidding, because everyone's got different looks. You know what I mean? Not everyone's rocking the same thing. That'd be boring. You're not boring. You're going to be listening to this. So describe your look in just one word. Is it casual? Are you a sophisticated fella and or lady? Are you playful? Are you just a little rascal? However you dress, Stitch Fix has the expert personal stylist that can help you look your best. Personal style is like a fingerprint. Everyone has their own. Whatever your style, the experts, stylists at Stitch Fix are ready to help you express yourself. Not all clothes are fit for all men. With Stitch Fix, your personal stylist will send you clothing that makes you look your best. Less one size fits all, more this fits your style, friend. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that delivers your favorite clothing brands right to your door. To get started, go to stitchfix.com/mix, answer some questions about your preferred style, and your personal shopper will ship you a box of clothes, shoes, and accessories. There's no commitment required, and you only pay for what you keep. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. Plus, the $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards anything you keep from your box. You'll never have to think about looking good again with Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/MICKS and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. That's it. I mean, that's easy. Even if you're like, eh, about one thing, guess what? It's free. And you get 5% off one other item. The other four, yeah. I mean, that's just too good of a deal to pass up. Don't do it. That's stitchfix.com/mix. stitchfix.com/MICKS. We got another pal here, because they heard Stizzy from the Block was coming on the show, and they were like, we have one ad? Of course not. That would be insane. We're not an insane group of people. See CBDMD is a trusted leader in the CBD industry that provides a wide variety of products ranging from topicals to gummies, tinctures, vape oil, bath bombs, and even pet products. All of CBDMD's products are THC-free and made with CBD that comes from U.S. hemp grown using organic farming methods and a unique production process that includes third-party testing for safety and effectiveness. Whether your head's still spinning from free agency or you still can't believe the Toronto Raptors finally won an NBA championship, CBDMD gives you the support you need to keep up with the unpredictability of hashtag this league trademarked. CBDMD is really good though. Any over-the-counter type of remedy you've been using the remainder of your life up to this point, everything up until today, CBD oil really will help, especially from CBDMD. These guys know what they're doing. They're getting you the highest quality product right to you, and it is going to make you feel better. Even just minor things. If you're really just trying to feel better in your day-to-day life, this is something that's going to be a benefit, a positive for you. To make discovering the benefits of CBD for yourself even easier, CBDMD is offering 25% off your next order when you use the code MIXTAPE at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code MIXTAPE. That's the name of this show. It's right in front of you. I'm not going to spell it because it's in front of you. Just look down. I don't know if you're driving. Don't look down if you're driving. That's a crazy idea. But next time you're stopped and you want to make this here purchase, look at the phone. It's right in front of you. While I'm speaking, it's right there. Even after this, I'll still be speaking. Stiz will be speaking. Tyler will be speaking. Tim LaRue will be speaking. All that will be happening. The name of the show will still be right there. It's very simple. At checkout for 25% off your next order of all-American premium CBD oil products from CBDMD.com.
Hey. Yeah. I'm the fucking Fresh Prince. Think my name is Ill Smith. I got hoes from Mayweather. That's just how the kid live. I'm a fucking top player. We just fuck cause I won't date her. Top shelf weed flavors. You called 10 with all that hate. And I'm the fucking Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got an Uber accident last night. That's why we're running late right
talk,
now.
Talk to the mic. Don't worry about it. Right. I mean, you're a rapper. No one expected you to be on time.
Hey, man. Got in an Uber accident last night. That's why I'm late.
You right okay?
Now. I'm straight.
Okay.
My knee's a little janky, but you know, it's.
There you go. Yeah, your back hurts a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're right. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, my shoulder hurts a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm. Back on the way.
What happened? Yesterday you posted a picture on Instagram. You, like, had a personal driver.
I did. Actually, he's outside. My boy Juan. He's the truth. It wasn't with him. See, Juan works a regular schedule. I was out pretty late last night. And, yeah, I was on my way back from back to the hotel. And, dog, I was dozing off. It was like them hours, you
know?
You know, the drunk doze off in the Uber hours.
Oh, I've been there.
You know? So times. I was doing that. And then, bro, literally woke up. And first thing that comes out of my mouth is, what the fuck? Like, that was the only thing I could, you know what I'm saying? It was bad, man. The car, the other car, he T-boned us, and the other car was a young kid, small guy, and he came out the
you
car.
You sized him up.
Yeah, sized him up.
Yeah. Just in case.
Because the Uber guy, he was ready to ride. He asked me, he was like, yo, you trying to stay? And I was like, sure, man. If you need help, really, I'm down, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
did you guys fight really good?
Yeah. Nah, we didn't tussle it out. We should have. I was down, bro. Like after he asked me, like, yo, you trying to stay? I was like, yeah, dog. Like,
yeah.
Let's get it cracking.
Yeah.
Hopped out the car, like, yo, was you trying to kill me? So I figured it was on. You know what I'm saying? But it was cool. The other guy who's pretty, he was pretty peaceable. He was pretty chill. He asked if he could drive his car away. I was like, bro, you probably shouldn't do that. You
know, yeah, that's a hit run.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. And the front of your car is going. Like, literally, the front of his car, there was no more of that. Just two tires, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, bro, I mean, you could try, you know. And
I got T-boned in Mattapan Square.
That's
like
sucks.
The big asterisk.
Yeah, that's like, that's that, a horrible
play. It's the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst
intersection in America.
Yeah.
And it was for
there's some good interceptions to get T-boned in, but this, that one not.
That one is not. That one's not it.
Well, this one, like, it's literally like seven different directions. So like, and everyone knows it.
True.
Everyone knows it. So like, to be driving through there, blowing through red lights, is a kamikaze.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mission.
Yeah.
Like the Japanese in World War II weren't about that life. And it was 4th of July, like 4 in the morning. I was still working security then. And I went through. I was coming from, like, Lower Mills.
Okay.
Like, going towards Hyde Park.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I just saw, like, that Burger King out of the corner of my eye, like, going towards Rosedale.
Yep. No, exactly.
And
what
I
you're
just saw
about.
A dude, like, very much not even considering slowing down. I was like, ah, boy.
Here it is.
So I, like, it's, like, 4 in the morning. There's no one around. The second I get hit, like, I speed up a little so he hits me more flush and I don't, like, flip forward. I barrel roll and it's, like, all in slow motion. I'm just like, this sucks, man. Like, yeah. I know I'm not hurt, but like, this isn't over yet. I don't know.
Yeah, this is garbage.
And finally, the car, like, my driver's side is on the ground. Mm-hmm. And I have to, like, press myself up out of my car. I'm sitting on my car on its side. And all of a sudden, there's like 50 people just right there.
Your car just flipped.
I know, but there was no one. Mattapan Square, like 4 in the morning, 5th of July now.
Okay.
And there's just one crackhead like bopping around, mm-hmm. like trying to
fix. He told everybody.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I saw it. The other dude's nowhere to be found. Like, he hit me, didn't even realize it.
He was gone. Yeah.
Gone.
That's crazy.
Right through.
He never even like slowed down, did he?
Not even close.
He just kept it moving.
And
not when you flip a car, bro. You got that, yo.
Yeah, nah,
quick decision.
Dude, it's a firm decision.
Yeah.
But then I think what happened was he pulled over, like probably going towards like Randolph over there. And, like, looked at his damage and realized his license plate was just embedded into my car.
So he had to come back.
He had to come back. And I'll tell you what, I've never wanted to fight someone more than that guy. Never in my life. Because he was acting like it was my fault. I had a green light, friend. Like, that was not my fault.
He's like, I was trying to blow this red light, bro. You were in my way.
I couldn't believe it. He was like on the phone. I was trying to talk to him. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting you after you just almost murdered me dead?
Yeah, murdered my life.
My bad. And then the cop came. He was like, oh, you want me to call you an ambulance? And at first I was like, so adrenaline. I was like, nah. And I was like, I should probably get checked out. Like, yeah, have him come through. My father was like the head of EMS.
Mm-hmm.
So like he
shut it down.
He stocked all of the ambulances for the whole city.
Shut it down, yeah.
And then the cop, like 20 minutes later, was like, ambulance isn't coming. I was like, that's going to be bad for you guys. And then he's like, you want me to like drop you off at a train station? I'm like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning in Boston. Nothing's been open for hours.
Nothing's open for like, another 2 hours.
I live a mile down the road. Like, just drive me home,
please,
dude.
Please, bro.
He was like, bet. He was like, can I search your bag before you get in the car? And I have, like, all sorts of weed on me. I was like, you sure can't. I was like, you can even give me a ride or not. Like, I was just in a car accident.
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
Catch me because of this. He was like, fine.
Privilege, boy. I still would have ended up my ass.
You would have been arrested immediately.
For sure.
Immediately.
Mattapan Square? What are we talking about? Yeah, come on.
Yeah. He's doing life.
Thanks.
Yeah, me and Tim, they're like, oh, let's drive you home. You're fine. Colby, close that. Rude.
Yo, I was looking at it. I was eyeballing it. I was like, that got to be a after.
No.
Okay.
We didn't get to smoke last time you were here.
Okay. This is the life we live. That's what I'm talking about, man. Oh,
we don't want to twist your arms, dude.
Nah, yeah, listen, bro. Listen, much. Hey, when in Rome, man. You know, I wasn't going to, but I say I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
You're on vacation.
Yeah, you know.
How's L.A. been treating you?
L.A.'s cool, bro. The weather's nice.
I've heard.
I'm getting soft, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, bro.
Oh, right, you're still ready to fight over.
No, I'm ready to. Yeah, Uber, yeah. Right, but, so. Like, I'm drinking, like, Thai teas a lot. And, like, yeah, bro. I've been sweet butter again, like fucking yeah, bro. It's bad.
You're
man.
On the Styles P juice plan.
Yeah, again, like baby spinach in my omelets now. You know,
it feels man? Good though, don't it?
It do.
It's good to be soft.
Yo,
this shit fun about being
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, but then you know what I'm saying? I look at old pictures of myself. And I'm just like, what happened to you? You know what I'm saying?
You want to be so tall?
Yeah, man, it's embarrassing now, man. It's embarrassing, but I like it, man. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the. Very, very safe life. My suburb, central air for the first time in my life. AC Woo! For the first time in my life Woo! Ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Flex
I'm
on them.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it, man. I can't say otherwise, bro. It's pretty tight, man. I got a guest bathroom. You know, Wow. Like, what are we talking about?
Bedroom.
Yeah, just bathrooms, bro. Hella bathrooms in my crib. If you, you know, if you want to come through, bring blankets, but, you know.
You got everything else.
Yeah, we got everything else on deck, man.
You want to piss? I got you.
Yeah, one or two.
Yeah,
no,
you
want
to use a? You want to sleep? I don't know, but you got shit. I got you, bro. You know that?
Since we last saw you, you've become like the voice of Boston sports.
Hilarious, ain't it?
And it's not hilarious. It's great.
All right, bro. Yeah.
It used to be like Donnie Wahlberg. We're moving up.
Yo, that's literally the email they sent. You know, Jay, like, yo,
we talked about that yesterday. They hit us and they were like, we've done Wahlbergs for like the last 6 years.
That's
we're going to do Stiz this year. It was like the first time they could do somebody that did not have the last name Wahlberg to promote their team. It was amazing.
Are you scared of Wahlberg, you know, kind of coming after you? That's kind of his block.
Nah, man. I mean, he's from Phil's Corner, bro. We grew up like literally in the same community center. Like he used to go to DYC. Like I used to hear legends about him like when I was coming up around the way. And so like, yeah, I think it's all love. I mean, I actually saw one of his nephews at the mall in Sherman Oaks in very – very peaceful ass Sherman Oaks, you feel me? Wahlberg came up to me and was like, yo, huge fan. I'm from Dorchester. I was like, that's crazy that somebody from Dorchester is here, but they hit me with the, I'm a Wahlberg.
Right.
Right after, I was like, well, I don't know if you're really from
Dorchester. Yeah, you know someone from Dorchester.
Yeah. Pops was from Dorchester. You
right.
Mean, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. All love to that family, though, man. They do nothing but support me.
For sure. That's big. That's big, because they are.
Except for Bark. The whole family loves me, except Bark. I don't think Bark knows who I am, though. Man. But like, everybody else, yeah.
You're fine.
I get some tweets from everybody else, man. So, Bark, if you're listening to this, dog, what's up, man? We from the same area.
I'll tell you what he's not listening to right now. 0.0%. Donnie might be. The rest are huddled around their fire.
That's fine.
They're in the back of Wahlburgers right now, like, oh shit.
Dog, Wahlburgers burger's actually pretty all right, bro. I was pretty amped to find that out, that they make pretty solid.
That they weren't
burgers.
Trash?
Yeah, because you don't want, you know what I'm saying? You don't want nothing, especially, like, you know, from Boston. You, like, we take enough shit
trash.
About everything, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
about everything.
I saw someone on Twitter, like, last year. It wasn't even someone from Boston. It was someone who, like, started their sentence off with, like, I don't even like Boston. And I was like, all right, relax.
Nice.
But they were like, the one thing they have over everyone else, and I didn't even realize this until I started traveling more, Chinese food everywhere else stinks.
Yeah.
Stinks. I don't know what it is. New York, I haven't found one. I've been here 3+ years. I haven't found one consistent
Chinese. I heard there
Chinese
was one
spot.
Going, like, Staten Island.
That's, no one lives there.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking stop. I'm not going to ferry.
It's
just
fun, right?
The Chinese right. restaurant, and that's it.
Yeah, I might as well go to, like, Philly. Like, that's easier to get to.
Actually, we do got pretty good Chinese food.
Yeah.
Man. Saigon is pretty fried. Fried lobster. Chinatown goes crazy, man.
Oh, yeah.
The Golden Crust, is that what it's called? The Golden something.
Down, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they go ham.
Crust is Jamaican, it.
Not,
that's here.
Yeah. There's a Golden something in fucking in Chinatown. And they sell the fried lobster at like 2 a.m. after the club.
Mm.
What are we talking about?
Oh, are you talking about the
it's
spot?
Like right by the big fucking like
off State Street.
Yeah, like right by the big monument, the big fucking Chinatown monument thing.
Oh yeah,
it's like that first restaurant.
Yeah,
bro, yeah, they go crazy. Some Asian dude wanted to beat me up there on a late night for no reason. I had a cool jacket on, I think. And then, like,
that was the reason.
Yeah, his homies came over and was like, yo, my boy would like it if you dip. And I was like, what?
Huh?
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, what did you say, bro? Because he was a little guy, too. And I'm not big, you feel me? And he was smaller than me. I'm like, bro, what the fuck did you say to me? And he's like, yo, my boy, you know, he's a little drunk right now. I was like, well, move his drunk ass then, bro. Like, what you, like, you feel me? Like,
it's going to feel like a me problem,
yeah,
I'll be
like,
honest
bro,
with
you. Yeah, bro. He don't like a snazzy jacket, bro. That's on him, bro. Get that guy out of here, man.
That guy's jacket is making me look bad.
Yeah, he was really mad. I had a cool jacket. He was pissed, bro. Like, livid. Like, actually mad. It was crazy.
He was like, I was clearly best dressed and you showed up.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro.
He's killing my life.
How did this resolve itself? What happened? Did you just say
no? Oh,
no,
he left. Yeah. I was like, no. Yeah. I was just like, no, and it was over.
Okay, all
like,
good.
Yeah,
all
it was
good.
Done. Yeah.
Worth a shot. You guys are good.
Did you see the Celtics postseason hype video? I was the voice of that, friend.
Even before all that, man.
No, I know.
Like, yeah, this is still very Dorchester Stiz. This is still very, very, very in the mix, bro. Very in the mix. And I don't
pre-tie
tea. Yeah, pre-tie teas, bro. Like, now we probably would have talked it out. Like, what's the issue? Can we resolve this? We could both coexist on this. You feel me?
Yeah, it's not that hard. There's a lot of space in
here.
Man.
But then I wasn't trying to hear none of that. I was, bro, what? Like, yeah. Man, shout out to growth.
What's how's it like walking around in Boston these days compared to when you were just Dorchester Stiz?
It's very different. It's super different. I'm blessed, man. I'm grateful. I'm hella grateful. But I never liked attention, like, anyways, like, ever, you know? So
you decided to be a performer.
Yeah. So I decided to rap. I didn't like attention, so I decided to get in front of a fucking camera and be that professional. Be a
public figure.
But yeah, bro, like, yeah, it's cool, man. Like, I get a lot of love, bro. I get a lot of love, you know, in the city and shit like that. And that's, you feel me? I can't do nothing but be grateful for that, because it could be the other way, you know. So who the fuck am I to complain? You know, it's tight, man. I love the love, man. I don't like stupid questions, though. So don't let's not do that. Like, but I love the love, right, though. There'd be some dumbass questions.
What's the dumbest question you get?
Yeah, what are they hitting you with?
Where's Dorchester?
Bro, this one kid asked me if I still sell drugs, like. For what? And it's like, what do you know?
Lieutenant Stairs,
dude. Yeah, like literally, bro. Kid came up with me with his like camera out, like, yo, can I get a picture? Oh, by the way,
yeah, can you incriminate
yourself? Are you selling drugs?
Do you have any marijuana cigarettes?
Yeah, do you have
any
meth on you, bro? Like, yo, are you moving crack? And I was just like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to shop.
Well, let me ask you. This wasn't even something that crossed my mind, but you are a rapper. ASAP, I believe, is still locked up overseas. Yes.
Free Rocky, man.
Does this kind of, does shit like that and Future's bodyguard getting jumped over there, does that make you hesitant, like, to travel or to go overseas?
Well, I'm already afraid of foreign countries to begin with.
Smart.
From the jump, yeah. Okay. I was already not a fan of places that don't speak my native tongue. If that's okay. Not first, if that's
Dizzy
not,
Trump, wow. Yeah,
if, not even Christ. Not even like that, bro. Nah, not even like that, because that's crazy. But I am really afraid. Nah, for real.
He's like, they can come here. I just won't go there.
Bro, that language.
You speak American.
Listen, bro. That I need that, bro, because I need to feel like.
Tyler, you forgot you're from Boston,
I can
right?
connect. I need to feel like I could connect. You know what I'm saying? Like, that. Yeah, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of being lost somewhere and nobody speaks English. And then I get eaten. That's how it ends. Every
Venus
single
fly
time.
Trap.
Bro, yeah, you die in all those situations. Once, fair. Yeah, if I can't understand anybody and it's just me, you know what I'm
just
saying?
Just trying to find, yeah.
Trying like, to find the
where's
bar.
My hotel, yeah.
It's like say, that's kind of lit, 11:50. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to die at home. That's boring.
True.
Yeah.
You get some adventure in it. Die, people screaming shit in my face. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, fatal possession.
I don't know what's happening. They could be telling me compliments, just really excited to meet me, and it's just, yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. I don't want somebody to be really excited to meet me, and I just run off because I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like they just think they're ugly now.
Like. Yeah, like, yeah, bro. Come on, bro. Like that's the fear, bro. That's the real fear. Or like, bro, like. I've heard like bad things about food, and I'm a food guy.
Okay,
you know I like our food here a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I went to Australia once, and the food was shitty.
Really,
bro? Bad, bad food.
I mean, they eat like Vegemite sandwiches.
They
like,
eat kangaroo.
What do they even eat?
They yeah. kangaroo. My man's actually pulled a kangaroo body part out of his refrigerator and asked me like, "Yo, you want me to like, you yeah, want to try some
chef
kangaroo
us up?"
Tonight?
I can't grill
like,
if
yeah, like,
yeah, fry it hard. Yeah, please.
Yo, you want to try this kangaroo tonight? I'm like, yo, y'all like eat that? He's like, yeah, like it's good.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, like,
otherwise we got a problem on our hands.
Okay, so how was the kangaroo?
Okay, I didn't eat it. I didn't try it. That's what I'm saying, bro.
You're like, get me on a 20-hour plane
yeah,
back
it was
home,
crazy, bro. Listen, I tried some crazy food in Australia. There was like a, it was described to me as like a. They was like, yeah, it's like a lobster, but it's more like the sea's cockroach. But it was
that's a lobster. Lobster.
Yeah, it was a lobster. Yeah, but it was huge though. It was bigger.
Okay.
It was bigger than lobster. Okay. It was a big guy. Yeah, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, you feel me? Like,
I think
y'all are crazy. Like,
so like Anthony Bourdain's gone, but we got all these like other international like. Chefs and foodies and stuff. I think you should do a show, but it's the opposite because all those guys are always too eager to try whatever the fuck get handed to them.
Yeah, nah.
And you're
they
just
complimented all every time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, that just looks crazy. Yeah, just like, disrespecting the culture. Nah, bro. Yeah. Fuck, nah.
Then you see like McDonald's. You take like a hearty bite of like a quarter pounder.
A Big Mac.
Like,
you guys could learn something about a Big Mac.
People are like, why do I watch this show? He hasn't eaten anything they've offered. Not one.
He just goes back to fucking Burger King every episode.
It's just a 20-minute long Burger King commercial yeah. every time.
Nah, I'm actually for that. I want to do it. Like, yo, I'm really big into the Food Network, actually. Like, Hell's Kitchen is my favorite show.
Okay.
Yeah, like, actually, like, I really am into Hell's Kitchen.
You're just like, that looks fire. I'd never eat it, but that was.
But, yeah, like, but I can't. That's what I'm saying. I'm super into, like, Food Network. I'm super into, like, fucking, like, watching people cook food on Instagram and all that shit.
That's just because you're high.
Yeah, and I can't cook. You know what I'm saying? I can't cook. I just be jealous in my house, hungry, high as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I got to make some fucking noodles or cereal or wait for my cousin to get back to the crib so he could chef some, like, real people food, or wait for get charged $80 from Postmates because tax and delivery fees, and these motherfuckers is down the street. Like, bro, it's traumatic times in L.A., bro. Traumatic times. You want to know how it was? This is the real.
Dude, Dorchester punch you in the face. He'd punch you right in the face. Right in the face if he heard these complaints. He'd be sick.
Over to Wilshire. Are
bro,
you kidding
me? It's crazy, bro. It's crazy, dog. It's crazy, bro. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to leave a tip, you know, because I know. You have to.
Have to.
But it's but there are. I'm already getting charged tax and delivery fees. It's like, whose money?
Who's collecting
who,
this?
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
Who's the middleman, bro? Like,
middleman's making all sorts of money.
Bro.
I'm trying to manage some of these guys.
Like, yeah, for real. Like, bro, manage an Uber driver. We going crazy.
I don't understand. Like, in New York, I know they don't have this problem in L.A. In New York, it'll be like, oh, yeah, it's a spot 20 minutes away. Your dude just picked it up. You're, like, 40 minutes waiting, and all of a sudden, the guy just walks up. Like, he just walked 40 minutes. My shit's so cold. So cold. Like, and you lied. You said you had a Nissan. You just walked.
You just walked to the crib.
You couldn't even, like.
I do have a Nissan. I didn't have it, but I had it.
Your gas price is crazy these days. Are you kidding me?
I do have it. Yeah. Just at the crib.
Sometimes you just see the dot just stop, and you're just like, ah, he's just at the bodega right now. Like, he isn't even
bro's
considering.
Taking bro's at his man's crib smoking a blunt right now. Yeah.
Kills me. It kills me every time. Nah, I'm good. I'm cooked right now.
Okay. I'm going to indulge because this is the last one I've spoken before my flight. Like, I know this is a wrap for me for a few hours. And probably when I get to Chicago, I don't have any weed right now. I know, like, flying JFK with weed is probably not the move. You know what I'm saying?
Or LaGuardia.
Have Tim
or
LaGuardia.
Which is what we're doing.
Yeah. Have Tim hold it.
Yeah.
Perfect. They'll never suspect.
They'll put it in first class.
So I don't try. I usually travel everywhere with weed. Yeah. But yeah, New York, I just leave that shit alone. Cause
how difficult is it for a rapper to get weed when he touches down in a new city? I can't
it's
imagine
hard,
it's that
bro.
Tough. Yeah, I can't imagine.
It's not hard. You just put the bat signal out. You literally just. Yeah. Instagram story it, need weed, please. You feel me? And like, my shit gets flooded. A lot of you got to siphon through it. It's a lot of a lot of creepos out. Yeah, a lot of creepos out in this world.
Big time.
Yeah, you got to definitely vet through.
I remember
through the list
when Wiz came to UMass when I was still there. It was like early Twitter, so it wasn't even a bunch of people on there. And he was like, "I need weed."
Yeah, he could tweet that.
That's what I mean. He did, and I responded. I was like, "There's a shot here." And well, he didn't pick me, which hurt.
That's her. That's hurtful. I remember we got Donald Glover some weed before I was Rapstiz.
Okay,
that was a funny one.
Yeah, got him some
we
weed.
Did.
How did that happen?
We did. It
How
was
did
team effort.
Who needed the weed?
Well, it was So yeah, I mean, we've been cool with their camp for years, and their creative director, this guy named Ibra, was super dope. He hit me. It's funny. He hit me. This is like 4 or 5 years ago, and he was like, "Yeah, we just got in town. Like, you got any weed?" And I'm the only one in the whole crew that doesn't smoke. Right. So I'm like, "But of course, I hit up everybody else."
Mass text.
Yeah. Long story short, we pull up to their spot, and he's expecting it to maybe be me and Stiz, and we rolled up with like seven people. And it was Donald. It was Donald, his manager, Donald's brother, Ibra. It was like four guys.
Dorchester.
They opened the door. They opened the door like a crack, and they see me. Oh, what up, Tim? Oh, Stiz. And then one by one, people just keep cheeping in. And we're all just like standing against
clown
the wall.
Car.
Yeah, so he probably wasn't too happy about that. And then,
why you're not in Lion King
now. And then Ibra hit me like maybe 2 or 3 months ago. I didn't know it was him. So I'm in Boston. We're in the studio. We're shooting a video for Stiz. And I get a text from a number I don't have saved. In the last time, I guess it would have been since I got a new phone. So I hadn't talked to whoever this person was in like 2 years. And it was like, "Yo, you got weed?" And I'm looking at this number that I don't have, and I'm like,
"Worst text again."
Yeah, I show my friend. I show my friend who's like, you know, he's a plug out there, and I show him, and he's like, "Yeah, just say yeah." And I was like, "Yeah, who is it?" He goes, it's Ibra. Like, pull up to this hotel. So we do the whole same thing, and we're expecting it to be Donald. This time it was just him, but yeah, that's a recurring thing for us.
Yeah, it's nice. Me and Donald had a long talk about Scooby-Doo and shit like
good
that.
Good guy, good guy.
He's a real nice dude, bro.
Hey, sounds like a very conversation.
And then he put us on Atlanta.
He put us in Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
he
right.
He put us in Atlanta right after
that's right.
That. He's a good
him
dude.
Personally.
I was
going to
say,
like,
we're going to have, like, the acting role in Atlanta.
Right. That's nah, next. We got one more weed delivery. We'll probably get that.
We'll get that. We'll get that shit going.
We're on the way.
I guess, what's the vetting process when you're going through the Instagram or Twitter and you're like, this looks like a decent drug dealer?
Yeah, you got to just fit the qualifications, I guess. The picture's got to line up. The picture's got to align to what you're trying to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just a branding thing. If you feel me? I have to believe you. I have to believe that you're a trusted brand, and then I pretty much, you know, make the call.
Did you find, like, when you're in a different city, since you are in L.A., and you can just go to, like, the corner and get whatever you want?
Yeah, I could just go outside my house and just fucking pick a plant. You feel me? In L.A., it's crazy, bro.
Pretty good. Pretty good. There's, like, a disconnect, because those people are so happy. They're not, like, the traditional, like, dude who just has, like, a quarter pound that he's selling, like, Ace out of.
Yeah.
They're, like, when we were out in Oakland, that was my first time, like, in a dispensary. And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's tremendous. Literally like a toy store for adults.
Yeah.
It just got real dark in here.
Sure did. Yep. I have no idea how the lights work.
It's Gambino coming to whoop y'all's ass.
All right, we're on. Yeah, motion sensor. All right, bet. Yeah, it's just a toy store for an adult, bro. Like, I remember my favorite one is, I think it was in Seattle or Portland. Bro, but it was like they had the lights going, you know what I'm saying? It was like a museum. Like,
yeah.
Literally, they had them like out like exhibits, and they had descriptions and like percentages and shit that. And they had like some like in like little trophy case boxes like in the middle of the store. Like, these are like our top shelves, you know what I'm saying? And they were like,
they're proud of them.
Yeah, and they had like little like signs with glitter and shit on it. I was like, bro, this is fire. Like, yo, it's, I called my mom, got her some shit too. My mom's the truth. She be plugging me in too.
Hell yeah.
Whenever I get back home, my mom is, shout out my mom.
Yeah, my mother, so they just starting to open. One just opened in Brookline.
Yeah, my mom goes crazy, bro.
Yeah, my mother was like day one it opened. She was like, she couldn't wait.
Yeah, man, it was fire, man. Yeah, like I remember growing up, my mom was not a fan, and then like I don't know when it happened. I feel like it happened like rap career. I just came back home one day and my mom was like, yo, you want some weed?
I was like, what? She was like, I read in the paper, this is what you guys
do. Yeah, and I was just like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Your mom ever be like, hey man, this is a mid, man, get this shit out of here.
Yo, my mom actually, yeah, she don't smoke.
She's Reggie.
Yeah, she only smokes my O's because she don't fuck with my flowers like that. She like, yeah, it is kind of like, it is mid. So she only fucks with her oils. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess the weed is not potent enough in Boston.
Are you staying on, like, just flour, or are you using, like, rigs? And
bro, I'm doing whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's easiest to travel with is the pens.
Yeah, if it's weed, we going crazy.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, the pens, like, those are the easiest to travel, especially for, like, airport.
But, like, in L.A., you could take... Okay.
You know what I mean?
You had a brand for that? You might as well plug those guys in, bro. That was sly.
No, soon it's going to be Barstool on there. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
That's coming.
Okay. 100% I need the first one of those.
Oh, for sure.
Isn't thank you.
If you think you're not going to be tied in to the launch of that, you're crazy.
You, that's all I ask, man. That's
you don't have
I
a
ask.
Strain yet, do you?
No, I don't. I want to make a cousin OG. Shame.
Yeah, no, this is the official negotiating rights, like, since Tim's.
These I want to definitely make it like a gas, but everybody, I guess
you have to.
Yeah, cousin OG, you know what I'm saying?
I do want to release
cousin Diesel.
A line of Diesel is always good. I do want to release a line of like diet weed though, like closer to KB, but not all that way.
Okay,
because I do think like so many people are getting back into it these days, and it's gotten so strong. Like before,
I don't need to get that high.
You gotta go back to Dorchester. The weed is just what you're describing.
A couple
right
seeds,
there. Yeah, it's just like that. It is hella trash right now.
Yeah, I don't even want trash. I just want it to be like a mild high. Like it doesn't always need to melt someone's face off.
Okay,
or stick someone to the couch.
Yeah,
you know
just
what
being
I mean?
Fucking
just
yeah.
like a little buzz.
Teacup.
Yeah,
teacup
high.
Nice. Yeah. Like professional high,
like
professional
right,
high.
Right. Yeah, that's what I usually get off these.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Just
professionally
maintain.
High. That's nice, man. Yeah.
I like think like fucking... the weed Willie Nelson was smoking was better or worse.
It's like I hate remembering the alphabet.
Yeah, I just want my socks rolled. You feel me? Like, I'm just fucking like
yeah,
I want to be
good.
upside down on my couch high. You feel me? Like, Yeah, like that's what I'm on.
I don't hate it. Yeah, you just want to remember how many bathrooms you have occasionally and just giggle about it.
Like, still, this is an 87%. Are you sure? He's like, not high enough.
Not good enough, bro.
Just keep. Yeah, you're fucking J. Jonah Jameson demanding more pictures of Spider-Man, but just more percentage of THC.
More indica.
More indica.
So, like, the 1970s, do y'all think it was, like, trash, or y'all think it was, like, really potent?
Oh, it was garbage.
Like, if you smoke
garbage.
I think it was garbage. Terrible. Yeah.
My father used to take.
And Willie Nelson was fucking bump.
Glad trash bags from Vermont to Massachusetts, like, mm-hmm. just run them. He used to tell me, he used to brag on this weed all the time. Before he passed, I smoked with, like, just some regular, not mid, but just some regular, like, mm-hmm. it wasn't the strongest shit. Yeah. He could not stand up.
Yeah, bro.
And he finally, like, tapped. He was like, this is stronger.
Every person over 40 I've smoked with is, they get retardedly high. Like,
every time.
Retardedly high. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like, yo, go to bed. Grand Bond, like, yeah, it's fucking
Snoop.
Yeah, you gotta Snoop keeps up. I don't know how he does it. I mean, I think it's just because he didn't stop.
He never stopped.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of old motherfuckers think they gotta prove something. They gotta come back in the game.
Oh yeah,
and prove it to you. Like, oh yeah, I used to fucking smoke this shit all the time, and I'm. It's like, bro, you don't even know.
They just don't know.
They're throwing that shit in here now, bro. Like,
in the 90s, they like chronic came about because they thought if you pissed in the plants while it was growing, the nutrients from your piss would make it grow like stronger. Yo. That was the technology they were using then. And they were like, yeah, man, we had the same gas.
No, you cutting didn't. Edge. Peeweed, bro.
They were like, yeah, man.
Keep it away from
me. I really didn't know that was a thing. I thought it was I thought that was a cocaine thing.
No, it
was both?
It was, they had it. It was like different words mean different things sometimes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But yes, they were cocaine.
Definitely was
prevalent.
Gateway drug level. Yeah, that's why, for sure, people like weed was a gateway drug. Because pissing fucking cocaine was in the weed.
Listen, if you're willing to do that, yeah,
big time, yeah. If you can't just get rocked and that's not enough for you, then yeah, you probably got a problem. Yeah, I don't think it's the weed's fault that you're like that.
No, that's facts, man.
No, 100%.
That's facts, bro.
Perfect goes hard.
Thank you.
Hard as fuck.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you, man.
Who produced that?
Rich. Lil Rich.
Okay.
He's from Lowe.
Okay.
Like, everybody on the project, everybody who produced on the project is Mass Guys, except for Day Trip. They're from here.
But, what is the name of the new album? Is that still on lock?
No, we talking about it tomorrow, so yeah, we can talk about it.
Right now. You guys are first to know. It's called Trying to Find My Next Thrill.
Okay.
We're dropping it hella soon. We're announcing everything tomorrow, so I'll just keep you guys waiting for the rest of that. But, it's called Trying to Find My Next Thrill. I've been working on it for a minute, bro.
Yeah, last time you were here, we talked about how you like to and the age everyone's dropping weekly, you still like to take your time.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, true to my words,
well,
bro.
Last summer you dropped two, like, three-track, like.
Yeah, and that's, that was just like, yeah, keep, you know, because motherfuckers be on my back, bro. My fans be going.
That's a good thing.
Like, they'll beat my ass if they see me in person, by the way.
Make music. I don't want to.
They be like, drop fucking.
I'm too high.
Drop something, bro. Drop something. And it's like, bro, like, I live a real life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't just be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand how dudes could just go and just fucking just rap all day, all
like
night.
Live in
just,
the studio.
Yeah, like, nah, bro, I got to live a lot to get a little bit of rap out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really do, because I talk about my experiences, man. I got to live a little bit of life, dog. So it takes a minute to get that shit out. And then I got to figure out my own personal bullshit. I'd be feeling like a, you know, anybody, you feel like a fucking degenerate, and I feel like a slob sometimes when I'm at the crib, like, I'm just a piece of shit. You feel me? Like, you got to go through that phase.
Speaking our language, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to go through that shit. And,
you can't believe Postmates is charging so much?
Can't believe that I'm arguing with Postmates for 2 months. You feel me? And, like, that shit takes time, too. You know what I'm saying? So it takes a while, man. But I'm happy. I'm happy, but I'm really excited about this project. Like,
what made Perfect, like, the lead single, and how did you get together with City Girls?
Oh, we kind of just knew. We kind of knew whenever we played it around people. The reaction it got.
Yeah.
So we knew that one was a no-brainer, and we wanted to come with something different too. Like, it was a combination of both. Like, I feel like, you know, people almost felt like they knew what to expect from me before I dropped that record. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You knew what you got from Stiz. Mm-hmm. And a lead with something like that, that's a record that's I think it's fire, you know what I'm saying? And it's a lot different than anything that I've done, you know? And the way it came together was seamless, man. Like, I freestyled that shit. Like, I did that shit. One take, and we just went in, and we did it. And we kind of knew, like, when we were making the record, shout out my cousin Joe Johnson, not the basketball player, but the actual Joe Johnson.
But the basketball player.
But the basketball player. Not the basketball player.
Let's not discount his game. Joe's a good player.
He is a good ball player, man. Actually, yo, we're actually
we got a league coming up.
We got a league coming up.
We're playing in a Nike league.
Yo, Nike asked us. Boy. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you guys want to, you know. Or if you want to hoop.
I was going to say, yeah.
You want to hoop or you want to chill, watch, you know. We're there.
Listen,
we're balling.
If there's a court, I'm going to want to play.
I bet. Well, we're balling up August 24th. That's the date, right?
That's the tournament. Yeah. We got a little lead up, L.A.
Yeah.
We're going to be in L.A. We got free runs. It's going to be that.
Pull up.
Let's go, bro.
Fuck, I need to. Be a real shame. Shit, I think it's going to be the first.
Bro, we about to like.
I think
really,
the first is when I'm out there.
We're about to get really crazy, though. Like, oh, you're coming out?
We are coming out for something.
Pull up to the suburbs, man. Come see this. Come see what this life is. Yeah, come see what my life is like.
Yeah,
now,
can't
bro.
We? Yeah, show me all that healthy food.
I'll show you. Dog, I got a tea spot literally at the corner. Like, we could wear our flip flops. Literally, what I do, I throw my flips on, bro, and I walk right up the street, you know, and. Right at the tea spot, we get some red tea. You know what I'm saying?
Some red tea.
Bro, they flavors. That's what I'm saying. I know the flavors, bro. It's bad. It's bad.
You know the flavors, like, you know, Kool-Aid
it's
flavor.
It's bad,
like red
bro.
Tea.
It's bad, man. It's bad, dog. Like, it's bad, bro. You know? Shout out Growth once again. Shout outs to Growth, man.
Making them suck.
I got a fantasy where the city girls rob me. And now that you did something, like, can you help facilitate this?
Yo,
like, can you put a good word?
He also
I
wants
put in a good word for you, bro, for sure.
he also wants Meg Thee Stallion to run him over with an SUV.
Yo,
any vehicle, really?
I won't be picky. Yeah.
Yo, yes, that's hard. I'm if I meet Meg, I'm gonna definitely put in a good word. I'll put in a good word my next man. Time I see Young Miami. Great young lady. She was really nice. It was great lyrics. Some really hard bars on
it.
Hard as
they
fuck.
Bring it on features.
Yeah, she was fucking it was great, bro. It's some shit on there.
I tweeted out, like I felt like she was going to rob me like through my phone.
Nice,
the
bro.
First time I was spending that
free JT automatic, bro.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Yeah, nah, that shit. Just, it kind of
come
came
robbing
together,
when you
bro.
Get out.
Yeah,
yes. But rob bro when you get out. Hell yeah,
I'll let your boy.
First day out. Everyone's dropping tapes first day out. Fuck that. Go rob Tyler.
Oh man, good times.
What do I have to say? Yeah, man, that shit came together. Because I worked with Offset already, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, QC, like, they show love. They work with me really. I don't know how they are with everybody else, but with me, it's pretty seamless. It's pretty fast, bro. So, like, they set that record back pretty quick. We knew we wanted a female voice on it. Like I said, the reaction, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we played it with a, like, Rich had it, Rich and, like, O, and O had his girl over and shit like that. And then we played the record, and they and her and her friends went crazy.
You know? I mean, the beat, like, just gives, like, you get stuck on repeat, too, since it's only the single right now. Mm-hmm. And it loops so perfectly that you're like,
yeah, just right back.
I'll listen to it again, sure. Okay. And it's like the whole 40-minute train right here. It's like, I've only listened to this.
Nice.
So, and that's happened to me multiple days. There's another dude who works at YP who was a big fan of you, slightly bigger
YP.
Fan of Tim.
Okay.
Yeah, we met him last time.
Oh, yeah, we did meet YP.
Did you? He blacked out because he couldn't even remember meeting you. I told him you were coming today,
wow.
And he was like, oh, I can't wait to meet him.
That's fire.
But he was traveling a lot, and he came back. He was like, have you heard Perfect? I was like, yeah. And he was like, I can't stop listening to it.
Yes, bro.
It gets a very visceral
dude,
reaction.
I can't wait to meet YP again today, man. For sure, for sure.
Is that what this whole album's going to be like, or no?
Nah. See? That's how you get them. That's how you get them, man. I got another single coming out tomorrow that's in that same vein for sure.
Okay.
But there's a lot of classic stiz on there, man. I got to talk my shit.
You're just releasing on Wednesdays now?
I feel like the
whole industry releases on Fridays. You're not releasing on Fridays.
Fuck the industry.
Listen, I don't disagree.
Yeah, you know me, bro. Like, I didn't even think about that.
No, you should.
I thought about that, but
I knew someone in this room had thought about
maybe
it.
Maybe I should.
No, I like it because you're going up against no one else.
And which is just, fire.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone like it's fucking 2019. Like, true, I'm on my phone. If you release me right before you got here, Tyler got a push notification that Paul Wall just released a new mixtape.
Yo,
did you guys know about that?
I did not know.
He didn't wait for Friday either.
Oh yeah.
Yo, shout out to Paul Wall, the legend. Iron is
hot. You wouldn't have that.
Shout out to
in
you, Tyler, for having. Yeah, that is a fact. And shout out to you, Tyler, for even having that fucking.
Right. What are you searching for that to pop up? Like.
Yo. No, that's the thing. Like, it comes to my home screen notification. Like, hey, man.
That's amazing.
Paul Wall.
You guys didn't get the Paul Wall notification? It was like when U2 just threw their album on everyone's iPhone.
That was fucked up.
Tim, how come you haven't gotten him that deal?
True.
What deal?
The U2 just pop up on everyone's phone.
Yo, perfect. Just on everybody's phone. On the planet. Just perfect.
35
drop.
Billion downloads.
I got number one.
As soon as iTunes comes back, we'll make it happen.
Facts.
I can't wait. You can't. You're going to tell me off air when this is coming out, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, we'll tell you right now. It comes out August 14th.
August 14th. All
right, well, guys. I will say, I remember I just said 10 minutes ago Monday. I wasn't going to say that. Yeah, I just said 10 minutes
not
ago.
Not a Friday.
Tell you.
Let's note it's not a Friday.
I'll let that weed hit a little bit more. It's not a Friday. No, of course it isn't.
Nope. Is it Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday.
Fire. Fuck that, yeah. We're dropping Wednesdays.
We're on the Paul Wall marketing plan.
Smart.
Y'all see it?
Listen. He's still cooking all these years later.
Vision.
He's thin now. He's soft like you, probably.
He definitely
He's on that juice.
Oh, he definitely is. He's married.
He is.
He definitely. Once you're married, you're automatically soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
automatically.
It just comes with the territory. Yeah. You don't have 50 cent money, right?
My dad is very soft.
Do you have 50
cent
money?
You're getting married.
Huh? I am getting married. It's true.
I saw that.
You're getting married?
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the life, man. You about to enter the club.
Are you married?
No.
I don't think you can welcome
just
me
soft,
to a place you aren't.
Soft, chilling.
Soft side.
Hardcore chill lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
That hardcore chilling lifestyle, bro. That's what
I'm just trying to, like, lay in bed, watch Endgame again.
Come on.
That's all I want to do.
Dog, and it just actually released for digital.
Oh, trust me, I know. I've watched it 3 times since
really?
I bought it. Yeah.
Drink a red tea.
Not even joking.
Did you buy it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm lacking.
Not to brag, I was one of the first people in the world to see Endgame.
Yo.
I saw it that Monday when it came out Friday.
Okay.
Worldwide.
That's fire.
Wow. See, Fridays are out of here.
Fridays are out. Lights are out.
The lights came lights out again.
Out.
The
lights out.
The lights, you got to pay your bill here.
We got to be on like 5, we FYI. Really? Yeah.
Fuck, what we got next? What do you got next?
Yeah, what do you have
next? Pretty big one. The entire RZA team.
Oh, yeah. No, they're fine. We'll get you guys out of here. Last but not least, you don't have 50 cent money, right?
Oh, no.
I can't have you.
Thankfully not.
Like
I'm actually, I don't know. I got to look into that. But I hope not. I hope that he's somewhere not in my contract. You feel me? Like, 50 cent clause.
Tim just got swindled in the meeting.
I feel like that's in everybody's contract.
I'm searching
contract,
the paperwork,
bro,
on my phone right
I
now.
Feel like on TV, that's in your contract.
C. Jackson.
Like, why didn't I read that last page?
No. Stiz, always love it. When you tweeted yesterday the Super Mario,
were you ready
video,
for that?
I was not ready for that, but no one gets a better response when they come on here. We've had some big NBA players on here. We've had some big people on here. No one elicits the response is when we link up.
Dog, yo, shout out to that man. Shout out to our team. We got to make a team team name.
Okay.
And incorporating all four of our names or something that links us all together, and then we call our fans that are our supporters to bring them in.
It's a good vision.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we should just steal the K-pop band BTS.
Yeah.
We just steal that.
We are BTS now.
Yeah, they already getting tweets. We're now BTS.
Yeah.
That's jump on the app. We gotta sit on the app first.
Let me hit my Twitter contact. I feel like we should be able to get that.
Yeah, between us and you, I think we've got enough Twitter swag. Easy. Done.
Yo, yeah, man. Oh man, it's always a pleasure pulling up, bro. We gotta do this shit more often. You guys call my phone or something.
Okay.
We do this shit like
fine
from the crib or like call me at 7 a.m. when I wake up and I'm just like, yo, we see what's popping.
2020, we need the new show popping.
Yeah.
We need to get
okay,
the new
you're on the 2K soundtrack again, right?
Yeah. I am.
Butterfly?
Yeah. I think I'm and this is one that they said this one's like evolving as it goes. It grows.
We might get some more on there.
They're gonna get some more shit. So hopefully they fuck with some more shit on the album, you know. That's how I pressure them. Hopefully they fuck a motion on the album.
You got 2K over a barrel. There you go. They'd be nothing.
You guys be nothing.
Yeah, no, there it is. Cousin Stiz. Yeah, no. I mean, we are literally going to be out in LA soon, too.
Yeah,
so.
Man. Right. Hell yeah. So we're going to link up, bro. Not for real. We're going to link. We're going to do some shit. The tournament will be done. But
Hurts.
Well, it's cool. We'll play. We got an open gym in NoHo.
Okay.
I'm not really good basketball player. I'm just telling you now. But I hustle.
Not the worst. You're not the worst.
Okay. I'm not the worst.
Pretty good teammate.
That's what I'm saying. He's a great teammate.
He's a role player. He's a role player. Like, he boxes out really well.
So you're like defense. Like rookie Avery Bradley when
for
he
sure.
is like
and I'm like morale too. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, pick your head up. Yo, back on D.
I was saying you it know? Too. Like, you're like the most positive person in the world. You're like down, you're getting run by like 30. You're just like, guys, we got this.
No, yeah, literally like, no, yo, back on D. Hands up, bro. Hands up. You feel me?
Baseline.
Come on, it's the little things that you start chipping away. Dog.
Calling out screens. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Hedge. You feel me? Like,
wow. He's going right. You know he's going on the right. I got your switch.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
We're not gonna wait 2 years.
Nah, definitely not. For Let's sure do not. This shit soon because this fucking sucks. I gotta leave. We gotta do whatever we got. Actually, no. I gotta
probably
go
be back.
RCA.
Probably be back soon though.
Yeah,
a few weeks.
Oh yeah, we'll be back in a couple weeks. Let's link up again.
That's probably gonna be when we're in LA.
BTS back in action.
Catch us soon, BTSers.
BTSers. Yes.
Catch us on the viral Spotify charts.
Yes. All right.
Guys, we're on Vivo at BTS.
Right.
Yes.
The viral Spotify I know you guys got to go. The viral Spotify charts, just inventing songs that like don't even really exist, becoming the biggest in the world.
Yeah, on the planet. We actually
shout
just
out Zach Fox.
We actually
I know. Oh, yeah, shout out Booty Man.
Kenny.
Facts, bro.
Whoa, Kenny.
Kenny's New England guy.
Yeah, he's on the project
that's
too.
That's what
he's
I was
a secret,
about.
Secret. Mm. But he is on it. That's why I this said everybody on this work. Mask guys, man. All mask holes on this shit, man. For real, like literally. Everybody except for the features, not including one of them. One of them is a kid from Boston. His name's Sean Wire. I've been trying to work with this kid for years.
Okay.
He's fire, bro. Like, he's really good.
Where's he from?
He's from Dorchester. He's a Boston kid, bro. Yeah, he's
is he from Dorchester?
Yeah.
I didn't want to get that wrong, bro. Burlington. Yeah, you can't. Nah, I didn't want to get the Dorchester Roxbury mad.
That would have been tough.
Yeah.
That would have really showed. That would be like Bill Simmons becoming a Clippers
fan.
That's
level
what
I'm saying. Like, I can't. So you can't mess that up. So I had to get that right.
Like, what are the towns again?
Like, bro, what the? He called me today. Like, bro, what the fuck was that?
Kill my bird.
Celtics are just like.
But yeah, this kid, Sean Wire, bro, he's fire, man. Like, he's really, really talented. I've been trying to do something with this kid for years. So like, I'm happy it's on the first album. So yeah, man, shit's coming out.
This is the first album.
Weeks. It's my first album.
What are you talking about? This is like your fourth album.
No, this is actually my first album. Yeah, like surf first album. This is the other ones were mixtapes.
Then congrats are in order.
Thank you, man.
Proud of you.
Yeah, like
we got some instruments on this.
That's what I'm saying. We got nice. Instruments.
Ooh. You'll hear the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's nice. It sounds albumy compared to like music.
I would argue like Manda and One Night Only sounded very albumy.
Thank you, bro. Because I didn't even like that's. I put way more thought into this shit than I did to those. Not even like this.
Like, those
guys.
Suck.
Yeah. You're like, delete those from your iTunes.
Yeah. Fuck those. Fuck that guy.
Way to waste your time, Offset.
Nah, man, but we really sat down and like I wanted this shit to be like some shit that I would listen to when growing up, and it had to be something that we could just play all the way through.
Yeah.
You know, it had to have those elements, it had to have like a real concept, it had to bridge itself together, and that's why it's called Trying to Find My Next Throw. You know, it's like the journey from then to now, you know, then how from and where and where I'm trying to go next. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I'm bigger than both of you, and I know it's already done, so I'm going to hold both of you by your necks until you send it to me.
Yes.
So I can have it early.
I can't wait
to hear it, even if that.
Yo, are you going to be in the city soon? You got to come back to Boston. We're doing a release party.
We're going to LA one, too. You might be out there for that.
True. We'll somewhere.
One of them I'll be at.
Yeah,
I'll
one of them.
That's
one
a
of
fact.
Them, one of them will be at.
Go to both, pussy.
Tyler, you're invited too. Both. What's going on, bro?
No, you coward. Yeah, you come as well.
BTS. BTS.
Yeah. BTS. Yeah, you even met him. You haven't even technically met him.
True. True, bro.
I'll bring a wine is what I'll do.
A nice cheese plate. That's what'll happen.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to meet you, Tyler. For real, bro. Big fan. Big fan. Wait. Should let you know. But trying to find my next throw, August 14th.
Yeah. It'll be a Tuesday at 4:25 in the
afternoon. Wednesdays, we drop Wacky Wednesdays only, man. Thirsty Thursdays and Wacky Wednesdays.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right,
let's go. Yeah, time to go. We're getting crazy. It's time to go. Yeah.
Right. Tyler, you be good, pal. I'll talk to you.
Likewise.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you as always.
Always, brother. Always, man. Till next time. Thank you.
They can't take it to 10. Hey, yeah, straight to the paper. Yes, does he wake up straight to the paper? Yeah, balled out straight, fucking hates it. I'ma swag up, yeah, I'ma swag later. Hey, yeah, straight to the paper. Yes, does he wake up straight to the paper? Yeah, balled out straight, fucking hates it. I'ma swag up, yeah, I'ma swag later. Got a bad bitch and she all about. It's okay, cause I'm all about honest, gunning. I'ma gunk it, what I want, get gunning. I'ma gunk it, what I want, get sponsored. Put a bad bitch on the sponsor. You ain't even have two choppers in the chonker. Trap it, but you rap it. That's Londa, big dope, knock it out though. Rousey Ronda, ayy, yeah, straight to the paper. Ecstasy wake up straight to the paper, yeah.
Take it to 10.